Welcome to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and Chuck Bentley, our host, will be out for the next couple of days, and so we'll be hearing from a good friend, Randy Alcorn. Now, Randy is the author of a number of books, and his message today comes from a Crown Pastors Conference in which he shared from his book, The Treasure Principle. Now, here's Randy.
Let me jump right into what we have to say here. Statistically, the giving facts are these. Okay, we live in the most affluent society in human history. We know that. We're all aware of that. You may not be aware that American Christians control 70% of the world's Christian wealth, meaning wealth owned by Christians. The average American Christian gives 2.6% of his income. The average giving by adults attending U.S. Protestant churches is this: $17 a week, which is $70 a month, which is $840 a year. 96% of American Christians give away less than 10% of their income. Now, what's remarkable about this is that there were three tithes required of the nation of Israel. One of those tithes was every third year. So the average came out to about 23% per year. And that was a very poor culture by our standards today. And so what people today say is, well, what we've got, we're not under the law, we're under grace. And so we believe in grace giving. Well, apparently, grace is about one-fourth as powerful as one of the three tithes that was imposed upon the poorest Israelites. So then you might want to reevaluate the terminology with grace giving, because these were people who were not filled with the Spirit of God, who had not seen the redemptive work of Jesus on the cross. We know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through his poverty might become rich. They hadn't experienced that, yet their level of giving was significantly more.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Chuck Bentley's away from the studio for the next couple of programs, and our guest teacher is Randy Alcorn. We'll take a short break and be back with more from Randy right after this.
It can be a challenge at times to talk with your spouse about money. Husbands and wives have a harder time discussing finances than just about anything else. God doesn't want money to divide relationships. He wants your marriage and finances to grow stronger. Learn how in Money and Marriage God's Way, a new book from Crown Financial Ministries co-founder Howard Dayton. With unique sections for engaged couples, blended families, empty nesters, and even stay-at-home parents, Money and Marriage God's Way addresses common problems using biblical principles and practical advice. And as a bonus, there's a companion website with tools, including a thorough online assessment to help couples understand their financial personalities in order to work together and solve their money challenges and set financial goals. Get Money and Marriage God's Way at 1-800-722-1976. An audiobook is also available at 1-800-722-1976 and crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Dave Ball, and for the next couple of broadcasts, Chuck will be away from the studio, and we're honored to have a guest teacher with us, Randy Alcorn. Now, Randy is the author of several books, but his message today comes from probably his most popular book, The Treasure Principle. Now, let's join Randy.
The statistics: the younger a churchgoer, the less he gives, proportionately that is. 80% of the money given to the American church is given by those aged 55 and older. Within 50 years, $100 trillion will pass from older to younger, and unless the trend changes dramatically, less and less and less of that is going to go into God's kingdom work. Now, that sounds like pretty bad news, and it is pretty dismal in and of itself, but The great thing about this that's so encouraging is, folks, we can only go up, right? I mean, look at all the room for growth we've got. So let's put a positive spin on that. The average Christian in our churches gives today 30% less than the average American gave in 1933 in the depths of the Great Depression. Now think about that. The average Christian in our churches gives 30% less than the average American. That included all people, Christian and non-Christians. That's not a church statistic. That's just a national statistic. Does something seem wrong about that? Something clearly is wrong. So the question is, what does it tell us? What needs to change and how? And then who is positioned to lead a giving revolution? And I'll bet you know the answer to that. It's you. And what an encouraging thought. That you, if you wonder about your strategic role as a pastor, you have the opportunity to mentor people into a deeper understanding of this very basic area of the Christian life. Because see, this lack of giving is indicative of a lack of impact, a lack of kingdom-mindedness, a lack of joy, because always in Scripture, giving and joy are connected together, a lack of God's blessing, because Christ said it is more blessed to give than to receive, and a lack of God's grace. And as we'll talk about a little bit later, grace, God's grace is a lightning. And our giving is a thunder in response to the lightning. Lightning comes first, thunder follows. The single most frightening thing about the lack of giving in our churches is not the lack of funding for new buildings, new programs, and new ministries. That's a concern. But the greatest concern is the lack of giving in our churches is reflective of a lack of the experience of God's grace in people's lives. Because when God's grace gets a hold of you, you become a giver. It is a natural response, supernatural, in that He has to do the work in you of grace. But as you experience it, the natural fruit of having encountered a God of grace, when you realize that there's a four-letter word for what you deserve, it's hell. And you're going to have heaven for all eternity, and it all belongs to Him, and He went to the cross for you, then all of a sudden, it's a privilege to give. You're participating in the grace of God. Our people are missing out on the grace of God, and it's reflected in their lack of giving. Advertising's job is to persuade us that we need things that we really don't need, right? To convince us that we can be satisfied by what's not going to satisfy us and can't. There was a study that was done, and I quote from this in Money, Possessions, and Eternity. 6 months after winning the lottery, winners were no happier than if they were paralyzed in a car crash. In studies of people paralyzed in car crashes, people... There was something in USA Today a couple of months ago I was reading somewhere where they traced all of these lottery winners. The utter disaster that comes in these lives. And yet somehow we still live with a mythology, even as Christians. Prosperity theology, health and wealth gospel. We just end up believing what the world has to say. Ecclesiastes 5 says, whoever loves money never has money enough. I would just paraphrase that to say, the more you have, the more you want. It also says, whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. In the original Hebrew, the word translated never means never. And that's why it's translated that way. The more you have, the less you're satisfied. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. The more you have, the more people, including the government, come after it. And what benefit, Solomon asks, are they to the owner except to feast His eyes on them. The more you have, the more you realize it doesn't meet your real needs. It can't. Here's one of the most powerful verses right there in Ecclesiastes 5. That passage is so, and I hope in the times that we share together that you'll tie into different passages of Scripture to preach on these subjects and related subjects. The sleep of a laborer is sweet, whether he eats little or much, but the abundance of the rich man permits him no sleep. Why? Because the more you have, the more you have to worry about. I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, Solomon says. Wealth hoarded to the harm of its owner. The more you have, the more you can hurt yourself with it. Or wealth lost through misfortune. The more you have, the more you have to lose. Naked a man comes from his mother's womb, and as he comes, so he departs. He'll take nothing from his labor that he can carry in his hand. And I'll bet you know what that Hebrew word in the original means that's translated nothing. Nada. You can't take it with you. You just can't. The more you have, the more you have to leave behind. You can't take it with you. That's the truth.
Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest teacher today is Randy Alcorn. He is the author of The Treasure Principle. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can always hear it online at crown.org. Well, we'll take a short break and be back with more from Randy Alcorn right after this.
The price of higher education has skyrocketed. According to a recent Gallup survey, families spend almost $15,000 per student per year of college, and many students often spend years just trying to decide which degree they need to pursue. Wouldn't it be better to help your child figure out what they need to study before they arrive on campus? You can, with the Career Direct Complete Guidance System from Crown Financial Ministries. Unlike other assessments that only examine one or two areas of career selection, Career Direct analyzes personality, interests, skills, and values. Your child can use it to explore career options and find the one God has uniquely gifted them for. Over 150,000 people of all ages have benefited from Career Direct. Check it out at careerdirectonline.org and get a free personality ID profile. That's careerdirectonline.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest teacher today is Randy Alcorn, author of The Treasure Principle.
The more you have, the more you have to leave behind. You can't take it with you. That's the truth. And here's what Jesus says in that great passage in Matthew 6. And this is the passage that my little book, The Treasure Principle, is built on. This is what Jesus said. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Why? What's his reason? Because that's the wrong thing to do? Well, here's his reason. Don't store up for yourself treasures on earth because moth and rust and dust and earthquakes and fires and everything else, you name it, are going to destroy it. And thieves are going to break in and steal it. In other words, his logic is not simply don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth because it's the wrong thing to do. It's don't lay up for yourself treasures on earth because it's the stupid thing to do. And think about Scripture always goes to that. Wisdom and folly. Wisdom and foolishness. Blessing and curse. The right thing is also the smart thing. The wrong thing is also the stupid thing. So he says, do this. Right when we think he's saying, well, God doesn't want us to store up treasure for ourselves. No. He says, do store up treasures for yourself. But relocate them. Store them up somewhere else. Store them up in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal. Why should you lay up for yourself treasures in heaven? Because it's the right thing to do? Well, sure, it's the right thing to do. But his argument is because it's the smart thing to do, because that's the place where treasures are going to last. So, choice A, choice B. Choice A, lay up for yourselves treasures on earth that will never satisfy you and that you will be parted from. They'll either leave you before you die or you'll leave them when you die. That's your choice. Choice A. Choice B, store up for yourself treasures in heaven that will be yours forever and will also give you joy now as you do what God has called you to do. Which are you going to choose? Choice A, choice B. Duh. I mean, it's obvious. And really, Jesus is not simply appealing to spirituality. He's appealing to common sense, isn't he? It just simply makes sense. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So, let's summarize what Jesus said. We all know the truth we already saw. You can't take it with you. But Jesus adds a life-changing corollary, and if we grasp it and our people grasp it, it will change the way we think and the way we live. You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead, where it will be waiting for you when you come to heaven. You don't earn your way to heaven by giving or anything else. Jesus Christ paid our way to heaven. But what a glorious thing to be promised that we can make choices in this life that will have eternal benefits, treasures in heaven that we will enjoy forever. So Jesus said in Luke 12, a parallel passage, sell your possessions and give to the poor. Provide money belts for yourself that will not wear out, a treasure in heaven that will not be exhausted. It'll never be exhausted. It'll be waiting there for you. So Paul said to the Philippians who had supported him financially, and this is a great perspective for you, I think, as pastors to bring, is that you are doing your people a favor by teaching the whole counsel of God when it comes to giving. Don't leave this out because you think, oh, they're going to think, I just, you know, want more money and I'm self-conscious about this, all that. Now, to teach biblically what God says in this area is to act in their best interests. Because Paul says, you've given this money to me to support my missionary endeavor. But he says, I'm not looking for a gift. He says, God's going to take care of me one way or the other. I am looking for what may be credited to your account. Now, these are financial terms. Gift, credit, account. An account is open for us in heaven. A day that we come to faith in Christ. And Jesus says, I'm not going to overlook so much as a cup of cold water given to one of these little ones in my name. God is a God of rewards, and many, many people do not understand the biblical doctrine of eternal rewards. And that's why a section of Money, Possessions, and Eternity, and then my smaller book, The Law of Reward, is dedicated to this. Because if we don't grasp what Jesus says about rewards, we're not going to get it when it comes to this idea of storing up for ourselves treasure in heaven. It is simply not going to make sense to us. So I encourage you to teach on this subject. I'm going to share with you six keys to the treasure principle. Key number one, God owns everything. I'm His money manager. That's my responsibility. And that's true for us as pastors, just as it's true for our people. Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it and all who live in it. Guess what everything and all mean? Everything and all. The land is mine, God says. Just in case you forgot, you thought it was your land. No. The land is mine. You are but aliens and tenants. It's all mine. It all belongs to me.
Well, if you just joined us, you're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And our guest teacher today is Randy Alcorn, the author of The Treasure Principle. We'll take a short break and be back with the final segment of today's program right after this.
The Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. This package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. With three colorful compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C, your kids will learn to give, save, and spend. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through a compelling story, simple Bible studies, and fun hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Help create the right financial habits in your children by investing in their future with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Welcome back to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Our guest teacher today is Randy Alcorn, the author of The Treasure Principle.
I am God's money manager. It's God who gives us the ability to produce wealth, Deuteronomy tells us. It's required of a steward that he be found faithful. God is watching us. He's evaluating us. He's grading our performance. Again, this isn't about earning your way to heaven through merit. That's the merit of Christ. But it is God looking at you and saying, I want to say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. Is it wrong for people to want to hear their father say, well done? No, it's exactly right. God has made us that way. We should want to hear God say that. We're all going to give an account of ourselves to God. His master said, well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a little. In my kingdom, I'm going to set you over much. On the new earth, you know, you'll reign over 5 cities and you'll reign over 10 cities and enter into your master's joy. God is joyful and He welcomes us into His joy, and we enter that joy in a number of different areas of obedience, but one of the major ones is as we learn to give and enter into our Master's joy. So it all belongs to Him. Key number 2, my heart always goes where I put God's money. Where your treasure is, Jesus said, there your heart will be also. It's not a value judgment, it's just a flat truth. It's the way life works. It's the law of vested interests. Whatever we invest in, we care about. You want to care about Microsoft? Invest in Microsoft. Buy up shares of Microsoft. You want to care about General Motors? You want a heart for General Motors? Buy up shares of General Motors. You want a heart for poor people in India? Give to help poor people in India. This is not true only for us as individuals, but as churches. As our churches give more and more to the poor, more and more to missions, we have a greater heart for missions because where we give, wherever we give, our heart is going to follow. So your heart is not where your treasure used to be. Your heart is not where you hope or even where you plan your treasure to be. Your heart is where you are putting your treasure now, today.
Well, you've been listening to Randy Alcorn, our guest teacher today, and he'll be back with us again for another edition of Money Life tomorrow, so be sure to join us then. By the way, if you missed a portion of today's program, you can always hear it online at crown.org. And as a reminder to all of our friends in the Atlanta area, you are invited to join us February 11th at Hebron Baptist Church for the God Provides Film Learning Experience event. Now, that event starts at 7 p.m., and it'll be done by 8:30. The tickets are free, but you do need to have one of those, so you can register at crown.org/register. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, this is Dave Ball saying thanks for joining us for this edition of Money Life.